Heading into 2019, most agreed on what would be the biggest issues of the session: funding for teacher pay and the Department of Child Services, major changes to the gambling industry, and a hate crimes law. Yet those issues didn't generate much furor over the session's 4 months. House Speaker Brian Bosma summed it up.
This has not been a pulling teeth session, as some are.
Take DCS. A year ago, controversy at the Child Welfare Agency was highly charged. The former director said the governor's policies would lead to children dying. Democrats wanted investigations. This year, Democratic Representative Ed Delaney says the rhetoric settled down.
I think there's an unspoken hope that the new management of DCS will be able to turn that ship around.
And lawmakers easily approved multiple bills aimed at further reforms around the agency. So let's look at teacher pay funding. Debate on the issue was ignited last year by studies that suggest Indiana is at or near the bottom of the country for teacher pay raises. Educators, like Indianapolis's Amber Seibert, demonstrated in their communities throughout session.
Teachers were being expected to do more, but were being given less. And teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate.
There were also a couple rallies at the State House, highlighted by State Superintendent Jennifer McCormick's criticism of her fellow Republicans.
Because you and I, we all know we have got to be better than this.
But those rallies and demonstrations didn't seem to resonate in the chambers. And when Republican leaders held a press conference near the end of session with school officials to tout their education funding package, teacher representatives were absent. Still, Governor Eric Holcomb said he hopes teachers are happy.
This is a historic increase to K-12 investment.
So if DCS and teacher pay didn't charge things up at the State House, what about gaming?
In past years, we've made small tweaks to gaming policy. And when we do, or when it's proposed, everybody in the industry is running around with their hair on fire.
That's Republican Representative Peggy Mayfield. This year's bill clears the path for the state's first new casinos in a decade and legalizes sports wagering statewide. Some called that a monumental shift, a once-in-a-generation effort, or as Mayfield put it, a grenade in the middle of the industry.
And strangely enough, everybody seems to be on board.
Even abortion, the most highly charged subject in the political world, failed to generate much of a storm. This year's anti-abortion bill was met with a kind of muted resignation by even its fiercest opponents, like Democratic Senator Jean Breaux.
Here we go again.
And then there's the hate crimes debate. No one issue captured as much attention in 2019, and Governor Holcomb, who advocated for a comprehensive hate crimes sentencing law, urged the public to get involved.
I'm going to encourage them not to stop with me, not to just write me. They got my vote, but they need to contact the legislators that vote.
But there were no huge rallies at the State House. Republican leaders said their phones weren't ringing off the hook on the issue. And when a hate crimes bill did pass, Holcomb and the GOP declared victory, while advocates grumbled that it didn't go far enough. So why then was 2019 so quiet? Senate Minority Leader Tim Lannon has a theory. A lack of bold leadership.
I don't think this was a session where at the end of it you could say we pushed the envelope to move Indiana forward. And that's the problem that I have.
Speaker Bosma has his own somewhat tongue-in-cheek answer.
Outstanding management, thoughtful strategies, careful planning. We only had 2 late nights. That's never happened in institutional memory. Our team worked very hard to keep things moving, and we were able to do it.
Whatever the reason, perhaps the safest bet is that the quiet won't last. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.